little music of Leroy Anderson there. That must mean it's time for Holiday Pops concerts in the area, and that certainly is going to be true this weekend. Good morning to you. I'm Kermit Poling. Time for another spotlight here on Red River Radio. I'll be conducting the Shreveport Symphony this weekend, joined by two outstanding guest artists. We have in the studio this morning Gary Maurer and Elizabeth Southard. You've just heard their names mentioned in the little break previous to this. They will be performing along with the symphony. You know, first of all, welcome to Shreveport. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kermit.
One of the things I love about this time of the year is it's so much of it. You know, we think about all the other aspects of the season, but it's music, 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 and there's just so much great music.
There really is. We love doing these Christmas programs. Every year we get the chance to do a couple of symphonies, and we're thrilled just to bring this great, great music to your community.
Now, your background, of course, musical theater, and you are married, in case our audience doesn't know that. What I think is very cool is that you perform together, you tour together, you have done some major productions together, and you met doing theater. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, back when we were a little bit younger, we were living on opposite coasts, I in New York and Gary in L.A., and we auditioned for a cruise ship job, not knowing each other. And actually, the producers matched up our videos and thought we looked good together and cast us opposite each other as bride and groom for a cruise ship show. And 4 years later, we made that official and got married. And
were you still doing that show?
No.
Oh, okay. No, it was six months on the high seas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's all right. So it kind of, I don't know, theater imitating reality, or reality imitating theater, I guess.
Absolutely.
Is really what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've been in a number of great productions. I know Showboat is one of them. Have you done Phantom together?
We did do Phantom together.
We've done it separate and together.
We've done it separately and together. We both have different paths, journeys in the Phantom of the Opera world. I began mine on Broadway as the male swing, and I eventually worked my way up I played the role of Raoul for many, many years. And then in the middle there somewhere, while I was playing Raoul on Broadway, Beth got cast in the Vancouver production as the Christine. And so we were both in separate productions of the show. And while she was rehearsing for that show is when she found out that she was pregnant with her first child, Nick. And so she only was able to do about 6 months or so of that. And then she came home. And eventually then she found her way into the Broadway company. So, yeah, we've kind of come in and out of different shows, the Phantom shows. And then we both recently did the national tour together as Phantom and Christine.
Oh, that's great. So, I mean, it's nice to be able to work together. At least I'm assuming that much. Yeah. You both have smiles on your
faces.
Depends
on the day.
I think it would be interesting to hear a little bit of, we don't have a recording of you, Beth, but we do have you, Gary. Why don't you set this up for us so we can hear a little of your singing?
Well, this is a track from my CD. It's our CD. Beth is on the CD. She's featured a couple different times solo-wise, and we have some duets. So you can choose something from Beth if you want. But the one that we spoke about was Bring Him Home from Les Mis, which is a show that I had a lot of history in, both Broadway and national tours in Singapore. In fact, Beth and I got engaged while I was in Singapore with the tour of Les Mis. And it's just, I think Les Mis is going to be one of the greatest, it'll be remembered as one of the greatest musicals of all time. And the big song, Bring Him Home, the prayer that Valjean sings. I never got to sing it in the show because I was always cast as the young revolutionary leader, Enjolras. Mm-hmm. But I got to hear great, great performances of the song, and I wanted to do it on the CD. And we kind of have a little different twist to the arrangement. It's kind of a little bit of a pop version of it, so it's fine. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, here it is. Bring Him Home from Les Mis.
Let him rest. she's like the sun I might have known. If God had granted me a son, the summer's done.
Gary, that's terrific. That's Gary Maurer singing Bring Him Home from the musical Les Miserables, a beautiful arrangement. That's really a little bit different and very nice.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do things with familiar songs that, you know, you hear all the time. You see people ice skating to these songs. they're just totally saturated, so it's nice to have a different twist on things.
It is. And some of the arrangements that we'll be doing this weekend with the Shreveport Symphony are a little bit different. There's a lovely arrangement of O Holy Night that perhaps some people have heard, the version that Sandy Patty does with Mormon Tabernacle. If you've ever seen that, we're doing that in the concert. There's some Broadway pieces, some traditional pieces, some fun stuff, at least one surprise that's not going to be listed in the program, and lots of great singing. We have a chorus made up of singers. We're calling it the Holiday Pops Chorus, but from five different groups that have all joined together, of course, about 50 people or so from various churches. So you've got some vocal backup, you've got some symphonic backup, and I'm just looking forward to having a lot of fun.
We are too. It's a great time. We love bringing this music with the symphonies, and the chorus makes it so wonderful too. So many of our arrangements, you can do without a chorus, but mm-hmm. Having the chorus just makes it that much more just beautiful, beautiful.
Well, the performance is tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m. That's going to be at Riverview Theater, the traditional Saturday evening performance. There is a repeat that's going to take place at Cypress Baptist Church, and that is Sunday, and that is going to be at 6 in the evening, a little bit earlier. So you have the opportunity, if you can't make tomorrow's, go to Sunday's performance and vice versa. And, of course, Gary Maurer and Elizabeth Southard will be there, along with the Holiday Pops Chorus, the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. And if you'd like information about the performance and to arrange tickets, they are available through ShreveportSymphony.com. That's the symphony's website, of course. Or you can call 318-227-8863. So, Gary, Elizabeth, I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend of music with you, to rehearsal tonight. So yeah. Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, be sure and get in touch with us here at Red River Radio at 800-552-8502.